This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that 144 of its soldiers had been freed in a prisoner swap with Moscow. Most of the soldiers were former defenders of the Azovstal steelworks in the southern port city of Mariupol. Ukraine's defense ministry did not specify when and where the swap took place or how many Russian prisoners were released as part of the exchange. The statement said most of the exchanged soldiers had been seriously wounded by bullets or shell fragments, while others were suffering from burns and fractures. It said that 43 of the freed servicemen belong to the Azov Regiment, a four-paramilitary unit that is now integrated into the Ukrainian Army. Russia contends the unit is a neo-Nazi organization and has previously said its soldiers should stand trial. The day after the Russian military shelled the Ukrainian region of Mykolaiv, Ukrainian emergency services released a video showing them rescuing civilians trapped in the rubble of a damaged building. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
A drill sears through a metal gate as emergency workers attempt to open up the entrance of the building badly shelled by Russian forces. After a short while, a man trapped in the top floor can be seen walking down a ladder with the guidance of a firefighter. The Russian strike targeted the city of Ochekiv in the Mykolaiv region. At least two people were killed, including a six-year-old child. Several others were reported wounded, including a three-month-old baby who is in a coma. I'm Karen Chamas.
A French court on Wednesday handed down a guilty verdict for all 20 of the men tried for the 2015 killing of 130 people in a coordinated gun and bomb rampage by Islamist gunmen in Paris. The main suspect was found guilty on terrorism and murder charges. This is VOA News. The Bataclan Music Hall, six bars and restaurants, and the perimeter of the Stade de France Sports Stadium were targeted in hours-long attacks across the French capital that shook France and left deep scars on the country's psyche. Sentencing will come later on Wednesday. The main suspect, Salah Abdeslam, faces possible life imprisonment with no possibility of early release. A United Nations Special Rapporteur on Burundi's human rights situation is appealing to Burundian authorities to grant him access to their country to investigate alleged violations. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
This is Fortuné Gaétan Zongo's first oral report since beginning his job April 1st. He is treading gingerly so as not to upset a relationship that has barely begun. He noted with satisfaction that since the start of his mandate, Burundi's return to the international scene had begun with the lifting of sanctions by the European Union, the United States, and others. In return, he said Burundi has begun interacting with international and regional actors. Additionally, he said Burundi has made progress on human rights. He noted that Burundian President Evariste Ndayishimiye has pardoned more than 5,000 people in detention and freed some journalists and civil society representatives as well. He spoke through an interpreter.
Additional efforts are still necessary in the area of fighting impunity, in beefing up institutions, notably in the justice sector, the police and the army, in protecting the enjoyment of public freedoms and expanding the democratic space through effective participation of civil society and the media.
Burundi's ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, René Vatabu, said Burundi would not accept any mechanism or political attempts to interfere with the domestic affairs of sovereign states. The comments effectively shut the door on Zongo visiting Burundi, at least for the time being. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Repeating our top story, Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that 144 of its soldiers had been freed in a prisoner swap with Moscow. Most of the soldiers were former defenders of the Azovstal steelworks in the southern port city of Mariupol. Ukraine's defense ministry did not specify when and where the swap took place or how many Russian prisoners were released as part of the exchange. The statement said most of their exchanged soldiers had been seriously wounded by bullets or shell fragments, while others were suffering from burns and fractures. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.